Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. You heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
You know what was the most exciting part of my week?
Seeing Artem on Dancing with the Stars?
No, seeing you get mommy shamed about sleep training.
Oh gosh, here we go.
Happy hump day, Bella Army. I'm Brie.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
Hey, Nicole, you jelly of Caitlyn dancing with your baby daddy?
I don't know, Brie. Are you jelly that this new mom is already getting her groove back?
You know what that means. It's time for opening up, so let's pop that bottle. All right, everyone. Nikki and I are so excited to open up with our new Chardonnay that just came out. It is a 2019 and it's a limited edition and it is from Bonita Bonita and we're calling it Mama Juice.
Yum. Got that Mama Juice in the house.
And it's very delicious. And it we is. Called it Mama Juice because we feel like when you become a mom, and maybe I'm wrong, but I really feel like you like stock up on the Chardonnay.
Yeah. Moms love Chard. I mean, I loved Chardonnay before I was a mom, but I do see that trend. And also, it's a limited edition release. And what's really cool about this Mama Juice is our boys, we had our boys on the cover. Oh my gosh, I'm like acting like it's a magazine. They're on the label. So we did a special label for this bottle, and it's Brie and I holding our baby boys.
I mean, Nicole, if you think about it, these boys aren't 2 months. They've been on the cover of People magazine, and now they have their own wine label.
Oh, well, Brie, I mean, not that we're in competition, but Good Morning America reposted Mateo, and Mateo made it on GMA today.
Whoa, Mateo.
What? I know.
I mean, where do they go from here?
Right? I mean, seriously, it's crazy. Even though I told Artem, oh, it's making me a little nervous. But I mean, and I know we're going to get to the Dancing with the Stars premiere. But you know how I put him in the onesie that GMA gifted Artem to win the Mirrorball Trophy?
Cute.
Yeah, so that was what they reposted from Artem. But I want to then post the photo that I sent to you, Mom, where I was like, yeah, that's Dad's photo. And then the photo where he's screaming, crying in the outfit. Here's Mom's photo.
You know what really made me laugh out loud is when you sent that picture of him screaming, crying, and then the next picture he was kind of like smiling or calm, and you're like, yeah, I had to whip out my titties to calm him down.
I think I said boobies. When it comes to my son, I think I say boobies and not titties.
Or whatever. But I just pictured you like going, smile, Teo, smile, and like jumping up and down with no shirt on and your boobs just like everywhere.
Oh, no, I literally whipped out my boobie and gave him some juice, some mama juice, and then he got happy. I'm like, is this what I'm going to have to do to my son in public when he's like screaming, crying? I'm just going to whip out my boob and is that what I'm teaching him? Jeez.
I mean, nothing like the boobie to make everyone happy.
I mean, it's the truth. That milk is just, it's miracle milk.
Well, enough about your boobs. I think everyone would love to hear how you felt watching Artem back at Dancing with the Stars. Because I know I was crazy excited and he killed it, but I can't wait to hear like your thoughts about it all.
I was so happy. I mean, Artem
getting the opportunity to be back on Dancing with the Stars, I've just been on cloud nine about it because he's been on cloud nine. And seeing Artem have, you know, his pep back in his step and just having his confidence back. It's, you know, this past year was really tough on him. And it was also tough on our relationship because Artem was fighting depression. He was really depressed being cut, and it was really hard for him to get past it. And he then finally found a job right before COVID hit, and then he lost it. And then it brought like that depression back of like not being a part of Dancing with the Stars. And so when he got the call, I can't even tell you. Well, Brie, you saw him. He immediately like changed, and that made me really happy. And then I felt like I had my old Artem back, the man that I like fell in love with. And so already I've just been so happy. But then, I mean, Lady Gaga tweeted about it, like to see him perform, his smile could not get any bigger. And you just felt his excitement and his love and his passion. And more than anything, his happiness. Like he was so happy to be back. And it was really cute because when he left that morning, he was so nervous. He's like, it's been a year and I haven't danced live and I haven't been back in the ballroom and I just want to do really well. And it was just really, really cute. And I was like, oh, I wish I could be there with him. And I wish I could have been there live, you know, in the crowd and really saw it up close and personal. But I could not stop smiling when I saw him perform just because I felt his happiness through TV. And I mean, look, even Lady Gaga did, and she tweeted about it. Like it made her cry because she said there's nothing better than seeing people dance and be happy. And I agree.
I mean, when the Gaga tweets about you, you know, you killed it.
You know,
I have to say,
it.
I really felt his happiness watching. Like I could just, like you did. His smile was so big and was really cute. And I have to say, he and Caitlyn have really good chemistry. And I felt like they did really, really good. And you saw it because what did they place like third that night of the highest scores?
Yeah. And before I get to that, I have to say also, what made him so happy was like the Bella Army came in strong for him before, during, and after the show, and even the Total Bellas crowd. And it was like talked about backstage. And so thank you all, because you all support Brie and I so much. And the fact that you supported my fiance like that, Mateo's daddy, that was amazing. And that made him so happy and proud. It just made him feel really special because it was like he brought in this whole new army. It wasn't just Artem coming back to the show. He brought the Bella Army. And that really meant a lot to him and myself and to Dancing with the Stars. But yes, I was like, damn. I mean, him and Caitlyn have a lot of chemistry. They dance
amazing.
Did
you get jelly?
You know, I didn't get jealous. The only thing that I felt a little something was like, oh, she's gonna take him a lot farther than I ever could. And you know me, I'm competitive, but I want them. Like seeing everyone dance, I'm going to predict. I think they're gonna make it in the finals. I don't know if they're gonna win, but I think they are definitely the top three. Because the best thing is you grow. Like that's just their starting point. So imagine how much Caitlyn's gonna grow every week with Artem. And what I love about Caitlyn is she just has so much personality and you felt it. Both of them had the biggest smiles ever and it was great. And so she's going to be the one to take Artem to the finals. I couldn't do that. So that's, you know me, it's my competitive side, but I'm just happy that Artem's with someone that has like what it takes to make it to the finals. It's been a long time coming for him, but they are like, I mean, amazing. And I think too, the postpartum stuff kicks in because it's like, you know, they get to be just twirled and dipped by your man. And then it's like, gosh, her legs look great. And oh, she's beautiful. And look at her eyes and her hair and wow, her body. And then you kind of glance in the mirror and you see the bags under your eyes and your hair's like up in a bun everywhere. And I had a big moo-moo on.
You're crazy.
I had a moo-moo on with like a boob hanging out with like leaking milk from my nipple. And I was like, wow, he's going to come home. Do I need to do something to myself? Because he was just dancing with that and now he's coming back to this. But I just will hold Mateo like Lion King style and it'll all be good.
Yeah, I will say I was actually, when I was watching, I was drinking a glass of Chardonnay and having some black licorice. Mm. And when I was looking at all of them and their bodies and how they were, I'm like, should I be eating this licorice right now?
Right.
It definitely made me think like, yeah, maybe the calories of everything I'm consuming in this moment.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's not like he comes home to me, but it definitely made me kind of look at myself in the mirror.
You know, when he did come home, he actually happened to walk in right when him and Caitlin were on, because I had to watch the Pacific Standard Time one, so I didn't get to watch it earlier. And he was just so happy. He was like, "What'd you think?" And you know what? It was cute. He grabbed my face and he gave me a big kiss. And he goes, "This is the first time ever in my career that I've been with someone that has supported me as much as you had." He's like, "Your IG stories and your tweets and you talking to your family and your group texts." He goes, "No one's ever done that for me in my entire life, in my entire career." And he goes, "I can't tell you how special you made today and tonight for me." It was really cute.
Oh, that's super cute.
I know. He just was, you could tell he was on such a high. And I was like, "I wish I had a bottle of Dom to pop for you. Sorry."
Yeah, I love it. But you're like, "No, I have milk instead."
Yeah. Some baby bottles.
Breast milk.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Artem and Caitlin killed it.
Yeah.
And they were really
top
fun
three
to
baby,
watch.
Well deserved.
I think like everyone were on the edge of their seats because they couldn't wait to watch Carol
from Baskin.
Tiger King.
Okay. So let's just get to the whole show. Enough about Artem and Caitlin. We're going to talk about them probably every week. I thought the show looked incredible. You didn't even realize there wasn't a live crowd. And I have to say, like, hockey playoffs, the Stanley Cup, they've been doing amazing with it. WWE has been doing amazing with it. And even NFL. You miss the crowd a little bit, but not much. You actually are so into the game or the competition that it's amazing. So I thought from beginning to end, it was just spectacular. Like, I'm so excited to have this every Monday. I could not wait to see Carol Baskin. And when Eye of the Tiger came on, I was like, yeah,
oh,
right.
Really quick, do you know Brian and I looked at each other so fast when Eye of the Tiger played? And we were like, yeah, right.
Like, it's so good.
Brian actually has never watched Dancing with the Stars. And he was super excited to watch Artem and then Charles Oakley, Nelly, and then, of course, Carol Baskin. And it was fun to see Brian and like kind of his thoughts of the show for someone who's never, you know, viewed it. And he was super
into
it.
I wish I could have watched with him.
We were doing some fun commentating. But we actually, and I don't know what your thought is, Nicole, but we were like blown away by Carol. We thought it was going to be a lot worse. We were like, wow. Now, granted, her shoulders were really up high.
Well,
like
I mean,
the judges
yeah,
said,
she's not but great,
she did,
but...
Yeah, she did really good. And we were expecting more of a shit show, let's just say. And I was like, wow, that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But you know what's really funny is we said that if Johnny, Mom's husband, were to do Dancing with the Stars, that he would dance exactly like Charles Oakley.
Oh,
right?
Bless his heart. Totally. I mean, that's so Johnny. I am really excited to see what Carol's going to bring next week.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Outfit and everything.
Everything. I mean, so did you hear about Florida, though, during the show?
No.
So they had a local commercial air, and it was about her husband that everyone thinks she murdered, which, I mean, I don't know. His family came on, like, claiming that she murdered him, and... You know, justice needs to be served and all that.
Oh my gosh.
They paid for a commercial.
Intense.
How crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
But I'll tell you what, Dancing with Stars was up 30%.
Yay.
They had 8.1 million viewers. And I have to say, Bella Army, you guys were a part of that, and Total Bellas, as well as Tiger King. And I think, too, I saw so many people were so excited to see Nelly, and Nelly killed it, and he wore Air Jordans.
Yeah, and can I just say, I thought Nelly deserved higher points from the judges.
I agree.
Like, he was a little wobbly, and like, yeah, the last thing he did, he was off balance, but overall, I was extremely impressed, and he has that adorable smile, and I was just like, wow, like... I don't know. Brian and I really liked his dance. I mean, it is weird when you dance to your own song.
This is the one thing. You don't want to get high scores in the beginning because you have nowhere to build. And the audience loves getting behind people who grow every week.
Oh, dang. Look at you doing your research on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, girl, I was on it. Trust me. So it's good that he didn't get as high, because then people will start to get behind him. And like when I was scrolling on Twitter, there were so many people who've never turned Dancing with Stars who are like, I'm tuning in to see Nelly. But how about Mom's text to us after?
That she says she has a crush on Nelly?
Well, she goes, Nelly's so hot.
I was like,
yeah,
this is a text I never thought I'd get from my mother. But yes, Mom, Nelly is hot.
Mm-hmm. It's getting hot in her.
Maybe don't ever do
never
that again.
Yeah. I can't do that.
No, I don't know. Maybe
when are you
going to
start your
drinks,
mom jokes?
Well, I'm going to wait a little bit. I want to tell you who else I was impressed by, though.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so the actress from One Day at a Time, Justina Machado, she danced with Sasha.
She killed it.
Killed it. She blew me away. I didn't think she was going to be that good. I don't know why. She was amazing.
I knew it. She's Latina. I was like, you got those hips, girl.
When she did the J-Lo booty shake, I was like, yay. Oh, that was really good. And who else? Who else like impressed
you?
Well,
what did you think about Chrishell from Selling Sunset?
Why would you ask me that?
Because I just would like to know.
Brie, what did you think of Chrishell? Okay, I'm going to be honest. I thought she was going to be better than what she was. It's hard for me to give constructive criticism because I've been there and I'm not the best. Okay, so let me just say that first before I get a ton of hate. But I just thought, I don't know. I guess if I'm going to judge a book by its cover, I thought she was going to be better. But you know what? She still has a lot of time to grow. And let me tell you, because I've been there, it's not easy to dance with the Russians. They always have really hard choreography and they move so amazing. And Gleb is an incredible dancer. So,
oh, he's insane.
Yeah. So, and I, you know, she's probably really nervous, but what'd you think?
I thought she was okay. I mean, I'll say this. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And her outfit and her body. I was
and
like,
it's
damn.
So sweet.
She looks the part. But yeah, I didn't think she had much rhythm. But you know what the thing is? It's like you said, she might have been a little off because of nerves the first
that
night,
to me
but
all the time.
She might blow us away in the next couple weeks. So
hey.
I'm going to be curious to see her next dance.
Yeah.
And see like if she grows or if that's kind of her thing.
Right.
I literally looked at Brian and go, see Chrishell? I'm like, that would probably be me on Dancing with the Stars. Like,
yeah. I don't know. We just have to get you drunk, get you in Brie mode.
Yeah, could you imagine if Artem was my partner? I'm like, I'm just going to get drunk before we go out there.
Oh my gosh, it'd be so amazing. He'd be like crying, have a heart attack. Can we just say how hilarious Anne Hesh is?
So good.
Her
She's
package
so
with Keo, and Keo's the best to be paired up with people like this because his expressions to them, like I was crying laughing during their package.
Yeah, I didn't realize how funny she was.
Oh my gosh, she's hilarious. When she took off that robe and was in
oh my
were they
gosh,
sparkly
was
shorts
so good.
Or whatever, that was so good.
Yeah,
I'm just
really
excited.
Good.
It gives us something to look forward to every week because quarantine will never end for me in 2020 because now with the fires, I've been stuck inside for like 6 days and I was finally enjoying walking around in California because the weather's nice and I'm not in the desert and now the air quality is so bad, I don't know when I'm going to go outside. So thank you, Dancing with the Stars. Oh, Brie, can you please tell them all what Birdie said?
Oh, so Birdie, you guys, was a little bothered because she loved seeing A. Like, she couldn't believe she was watching A on the TV. But she goes, is that Dodo? And I was like, no, that's Caitlin. And she's like, where's Dodo? And I was like, well, Dodo's not on the show. That Caitlin is A's partner. And she was a little bothered by that. She wanted
so
A to
cute.
Be dancing with Dodo.
Aww.
And it was really cute.
I love it. I have to say, you all better vote for Artem and Caitlin. And I love Caitlin. I'm beyond happy that Artem got paired up with her. She's amazing. We had so much fun on her podcast. She's actually like our triplet, which is crazy, Brie. So
right.
In a way, she is kind of dancing with Dodo. We'll tell Berber that.
Well, you know what, too, though? We should bring her back on the podcast and maybe you could do a little, like, fun session with her and Arda.
Oh, I would love that. We should.
And then to wrap up on Dancing with the Stars, before we talk about our babies and mommy stuff, I'm curious, what did you think about Tyra Banks hosting? Because I know everyone, you know, loves Tom so much and loved Aaron and they're a big part of the show, but how do you think Tyra did? Well,
so I'm definitely a massive fan of Tom and Aaron. Aaron, girl crush every day. And Tom. Tom is irreplaceable. So is Aaron. I mean, they both are incredible at what they do. I've always loved Tyra Banks. And so I didn't know what to expect because it's hard when you are talking, especially about a host like Tom, who's pretty much been there from the beginning. That's not easy shoes to fill. It actually made me feel really bad for Tyra because that's not an easy job to get, like, oh, especially when you saw all the backlash on social media. And I thought she did incredible. One, I mean, Tyra obviously always looks gorgeous. But, you know, I think people were expecting that we were going to get the Tyra Banks from America's Next Top Model, which sometimes could be harsh and just not kind of the Dancing with the Stars type of feel. And I have to say, I thought she was so, like, sweet and sincere, and she gave great input and was so conversational. I don't know. I actually thought she was a great fit. I thought she did amazing. I love the outfit changes, and I'm really excited to see what else she's going to do this season. I'm hoping that she does some sort of dance before the season finale or for the season finale, because I think that'd be so fun to see. And can I just say, I'm so excited that Derek's a judge, and I thought Derek, if anything, stole the show. Like, I was telling Artem, I go, his input for everyone, if every dancer takes Derek's input, you will be better the following week. And I love Carrie-Anne and Bruno. They're amazing. Derek, though, I think because he's been in those shoes for so long, the advice he was giving, I was like, I wish that stuff I had when I was dancing, because I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, he did bring a lot to, you know, the opening night. And I loved his advice. And he just has so much charisma. But gosh, Tyra Banks in that red dress in the beginning, I was like, damn.
I want it.
So hot. I was like, I need that red dress.
Yeah. Damn. Can I book a hosting gig where I can have an entrance like that? Jeez.
Honestly. But I did think she did really good.
And I do too.
I also feel like she asked really good questions, because it has to be hard as a host to, like, ask, you know, not the same question all the time. Like, how do you feel? How do you feel? Like, to change it up. And I thought she did really great at that.
I agree. And it's live, and you never know how a dance is going to go. It's very unpredictable. You know what I mean? And so that's, you have to be on your toes as a host. That's why Tom was so amazing, because Tom can just do jokes on the fly, right? So it's like, you have to be that kind of host. And she did great. Hey, look, the ratings are up 30%. So if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what. You know what I mean?
So true. Okay, well, enough with Dancing with the Stars. We'll be talking about it every week, not only because Artem's on it, but because we're obsessed with the show. So if you want to tweet us with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, let us know your thoughts. Or you can call our hotline and tell us what you think.
Warning. Things are about to get intense.
I mean, Brie and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut and in our eyes.
Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
But Nicole, we have to tell everyone, because you've dealt with a lot of mommy stuff in the last week or two.
Oh my gosh.
My poor sister, but I was like, welcome to the mommy's club where you get judged.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I've been dealing with stuff inside the home, and then, yeah, getting judged outside the home. It's been great.
I'm just going to say, because I was mind blown, when you talked about sleep training on your Instagram, I could not believe the backlash you got.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if people thought I was sleep training my 6-week-old like a toddler, but no, there's sleep training for newborns, and it's probably what everyone does already. But then there's people like me that need the training and the advice. And when I was watching the videos to educate myself of taking care of babies, I really loved her philosophy and I loved her schedule and her routine. And on top of it, you did it with Birdie, and Birdie is the best sleeper that I've seen out of any kids that I've been around. And so you could start it now. And by the way, everyone, let me tell you how it goes. You feed your baby, you change the diaper, maybe vice versa, whatever, however your baby is. And from the moment your baby wakes up, and that includes feeding and changing the diaper, you have your baby up for an hour. Then you put your baby down for 2 hours and you swaddle. And then during that hour time, you could do an activity, tummy time, whatever it may be. For someone like me, my personality, I need a schedule. And for Artem, because it keeps Mateo happy. I realized because I was holding him so much, I was actually making Mateo overtired. And I needed this in my life. And he's been sleeping so amazing. And then the later time for the 2 hour nap, I do 2 hours, I get to put on mommy's chest. And so we get great bonding and he's sleeping so well. And now his colic has gotten so much better, which is very important to me. So yeah, I don't know what people were thinking. I mean,
but Nicole, you know what? What did I tell you? It's everyone right. Will have an opinion when you're a mom. It's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
It is. And I always kept my opinions to myself because I'm like, damn, you're going to get hit with 100. So if you just ask me for advice, I'll tell you what I think or what's worked for me. But other than that, I'm like, everyone does their own thing. Leave them alone.
Right. And look it, I was dealing with a baby with colic who was upset a lot. I was doing it all on my own up until a week ago. I finally got a nurse that helps me out 6 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And I needed this. And since having this in my life, he doesn't cry as much. He just is happier. He's rested. When I had him by myself, because Artem's been so busy. And Artem, when I say by myself, for a long part of the day.
Right. Well, he's busy. Yeah.
Yeah. During the weekend, he was amazing. It was actually fun. And when he was taking naps, I missed him so much. I was like, oh, I want to wake him up, but I can't because Mateo knows he owns me and I'll pick him up whenever I run to him when he just makes a little sound. But it's been so awesome having this sleep training in my life. And I'm just so excited because, I mean, Bree, you have to tell everyone how Buddy's sleeping because Bree does it too. But Mateo, the first time I put him down in the evening, he'll go 5 hours and then he'll usually do 3 and like a 2. But it's been incredible. Right. I mean, bud, geez.
Well, and this is what I'll tell everyone. And this is, I was actually the one who told my sister about sleep training. So if people want to have backlash, send it my way and I'll just give you my middle finger. But for me, this is how I feel is that, you know, with Birdie, when I was a new mom, I didn't know anything. And breastfeeding's hard. And is my baby getting enough milk? Or Nicole and I happen to be oversuppliers, which is crazy. Like, we're the type of women that our pediatricians are like, can you guys control your milk? Because there's a lot and it's these poor boys are choking on it.
Honestly.
Like, you have to see Mateo and Buddy's faces after we breastfeed them. It's like they get it's great for them, but a breastfeeding facial. It's just, they choke on our milk. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I took my advice from my doula and I took advice where I found this, you know, woman who helped sleep training, taking care of babies. And I blended a little bit of both. But when I did the sleep training, I immediately saw Birdie was getting all the calories she needed. She was rested, never cried. Like, there was just a difference. I mean, like any of us, when you're rested, you feel like you can conquer the world. Well, the same with infants. And we don't realize that sometimes their cries are that they're overtired. And we realize that with Mateo, like his colic wasn't actually gas. He was overtired.
Well, no,
and it's just because Nicole being a new mom, like it's hard to kind of understand the cues and know like, well, he should just be on me all the time. Like, you just don't know.
You don't.
So yeah. And Birdie is just, I mean, she's a great sleeper and has been since she's been 2 months. And so I started with Buddy as well. Nicole and I started the same time. And last night I put him down at 8 and he woke up at 8 a.m. this morning, but I fed him. He woke up at 3 a.m. to do a nice good feeding. He ate off both breasts. My guess is he definitely got 5 ounces in and then he went back to sleep. And then I kind of have, like Nicole said, our routine during the day. And I'm starting to bottle feed more during the day just so I know that he gets his 5 ounces in, because poor Bud was like choking up on my breast milk. But what I realized is he was only getting 3 ounces in.
And so that's why he was eating so much and like going almost every 2 hours because poor guy wasn't getting enough in each feeding. So I love it. I like schedule. I think, you know, Birdie was a Taurus. So Taurus is like schedule. So it worked great with her. You know, Buddy's a Leo. I do read the books, you guys, on how to raise your kids based by their astrology signs, really helps.
I need to read.
Oh, you need to read, Nicole. It helps so much. How I parent Birdie, I'll read stuff. Because you know Birdie, she can tell me off like once a day. But I know how to react to it, which makes them feel bad. Not feel bad, but like makes them be like, I'm sorry, mama. Instead of it escalating, right?
Oh, yeah, I see it. I mean, she just will give you 1,000 kisses.
Yeah. And so there's just different things you have to do. But Bud, he's a Leo, and Leos need structure as well. I just feel like it helps. And so, but I'll go in a big debate with anyone who wants to debate me on
it. Yeah, let's bring someone on. You know, and I have to say, like, I feel like everyone needs structure, especially children. They may not say it, but they crave it. And you know what I think it is? Structure brings safety and protection. You just feel safe. You know what I mean?
Well, and let's be honest, but everyone kind of is going a little cray-cray in COVID because there isn't structure right now. Like, we don't have structured days because there's, you know, you're not going to school or you're not going to work. So it's...
The uncertainty and the unknown is what drives us crazy. Yesterday was totally eye-opening of seeing how important having my schedule is Mateo got a clogged duct in his eye. And oh my gosh, that is like the saddest thing ever. First, I have to deal with an ingrown nail in his thumb. To a week later, clogged duct. I'm feeling like I'm failing as a mom. Like, what's happening here? And so that was really difficult. And I ended up, the nurse that I have here, I had her go home because I just knew in my heart, like, he needs mommy. So I literally canceled everything yesterday and I let him sleep on me and I held him and loved on him. And it helped quite a bit. He was still, you know, fussy, of course, and in pain. And it's funny because Brie, you were telling me to squirt milk in his eye. And I did a little bit. But, you know, when you said I did it when Birdie had a sty or pink eye, I'm like, well, this is different. I don't know. Like, I tell Art, I'm like, I don't know.
What and if remember, I told you, go with your instincts.
But listen, I kind of felt it, but then I was like questioning myself. So then when I asked the pediatrician, and it was later on, and she's like, well, have you tried squirting milk in his eye? And I'm like, dang. So I did a bunch. I couldn't believe how much his eye was clearing up. And so I kept doing it through the night, not like excessive. And it looks so much better today. And I'm like, I put that poor kid, like, just, and I didn't know. I just didn't want to make it worse or make him, you know.
And like, that's all what it is about being a new mom is the trial and error. You start to gain confidence. Like, I didn't have confidence when I had Birdie. I don't know what the hell I was doing. So it's, you know, the confidence, you gain it. And so now you know, and that's how it goes.
Well, and I feel like he was on a feeding frenzy. And I remember just going to Arnold going like, this is why I like having the structure for us, because I just saw how he was overtired. And it just proved me right on the sleep training of how important it is for these newborns. Because I think as new moms, we feel like what I had to tell them was, I felt guilty having him sleep all the time and then be swaddled. And they're like, but that's what he's supposed to do. And I'm like, see, I didn't realize as a new mom, you think like you need to just hold him and love on him.
Which you do.
You do. But meaning I was doing him a disservice because I was doing it like all day, all night.
Right.
Like,
no, you were. And I would tell you that. Like, I'm like, you know, you could, you know, put him down. And that's the thing is you just go with the days. There's some days your baby needs you. Yesterday, Buddy was super needy with me. So I let his neediness like overtake the day, and he was on me a lot and all that, but he still slept great through the night. But, you know, I give and take. I'm not like a drill sergeant.
No, right. Hey, how cute is it the whale noises our boys make?
Oh my gosh.
They sound like whales, you guys, when they communicate.
Talking to each other.
Yeah. It is. We need to record it one time because they do sound like orcas.
And then also Mateo will be like,
I mean, you know what video we need to post is, so Mateo, he's, by the way, Brie, has been doing this so much to Artem. But so you know how everyone,
slapping
Mateo
him?
Since, yeah, he is so dominant and like aggressive and fiery and feisty. He's me. Okay, let's be honest. He's not, he may look like 100% his
daddy, you.
But he is 100% personality me, which I secretly love until he does it a lot to me. But he very early on just knows what he wants, and he like will grunt at you or growl, or like he would slap my boobs away when he was done, or he'd punch them. I had to have Brie watch because I go, I'm not exaggerating. And he literally boxed up my boobies like when the flow wasn't right, or it's just crazy.
Right in front of me, just boxed them up. I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa.
So
I was like, dude, your kid's going to learn how to give the middle finger at like 3 months old.
And he started doing it yesterday, and it was always to Artem. And I go, I swear, because you know how they have all those footage of babies with the middle finger?
Yeah.
But I just feel like he felt it because Artem gets two in his face when he doesn't want it. But you know how we have that video of Birdie where like Birdie started pushing him on the swing and then he goes,
yeah,
like to tell her to stop. He's been doing that to Artem, and it makes me laugh because I know what he's doing. I always remember when Birdie would get upset, I feel like I had to go right into her face like, it's okay, whatever, but you need to like...
Yeah, I remember I tell you like, hey, back up.
Yeah, because you're actually making her more mad. Well,
you're overstimulating them, overstimulating, which is what they don't like.
That's what Artem does to him. And I try to tell
Artem not to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, you have to get out of his face, but I think he thinks I'm lying. And it's like, I'm not lying.
And Mateo smacks him up.
And mainly does the grunting. But like, he'll like do the headbutt. Brian's talked about the headbutt. Mateo headbutts really hard.
Yeah, Mateo headbutted Brian like twice.
Mm-hmm.
Brian couldn't believe it. Brian just couldn't believe like the way he grabs his binky with no hands, like just his face.
He's and, a
like,
machine.
How he can just suck so hard.
He's an animal. Yeah. My boobies get scared sometimes.
Oh, and Buddy's just the sweetest little sloth baby.
So sweet. It's crazy. They're so opposite, but they're going to be the bestest friends ever, which is amazing.
They really are. And it's just like, I just see them when they're older, like Mateo will want to fight and Buddy's going to be like, it's not worth it, man. Like, don't do it.
100.
Like, let's just go. He's going to talk Mateo out of everything.
Yeah. Honestly. Gosh. But can Buddy please be around him 24/7? My goodness.
I know.
You know, something I want to talk about, Brie. Because this is just always my error with everything I do, I swear. So I posted this dancing video of Artem on my Instagram. Did you see it?
I did, where it's like you wanted to have sex with him or something.
Okay, I didn't mean that. And then I didn't, I guess, like later on when it was brought to my attention, I was like,
you talked about throwing your postpartum panties.
What away, do like I'm means? Done. Like I'm not bleeding. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, gosh.
I no more postpartum panties. They're out the door, but maybe I should have said like in the trash, away for good. I didn't mean like until I think it was you that brought it to my attention and I reread it. I'm like, oh my God, I totally did make it like Artem's throwing my panties out the door and like, here we go. I did not mean that.
You talked about a hidden camera. You grabbed your man's butt. And then you talk about throwing your panties.
Okay, well, first of all, like, this is how that whole thing went down. So I put my cell phone up because I DM'd him a video of Hailey and Justin Bieber. He like pulled her in like a dance move and kissed her. And I'm like obsessed with them. I think their love is so real and cute. And I just love looking at them on IG because they remind me so much of Artem and I in the beginning. And like, we still have it there and I want to get back to there. But like, it's just like, I love watching them. Like, I think they're the cutest couple ever. I'm so obsessed with them.
No, you and Artem have a long way to go.
Excuse me. I'm talking about the love part, not the swag and all that. So back
off.
I'm
just kidding.
Jeez. So I DM'd him that like, oh, I wish I'd still get kissed like this. And so I knew he was going to come in and kiss me once I told him to go look at his DMs. So I put my phone up to record it. That's why like in the middle, you see Artem look over because then he saw my camera pointing at us. And when I grabbed his butt, he goes, oh, showing off the birdie bee in the back. But you can't hear us talk, obviously. We just are like talking like parents, nothing sexy. But yeah, so that's how that was. And then I wanted, you know, to promote Holly and Elliot's song, Claws, or Skylar Gray's song, because I'm obsessed with it.
And such a good song.
It's such a good song, Claws. So we're on group text, Brie, and you're not a part of it, but we're hoping that Carol Baskin gets that song for one of her dances for Dancing with the Stars because it's I got my claws deep into you.
Oh, yeah. How dare you guys leave me out of a group text? I know.
Sorry, girl. We just didn't want any of the mom jokes. We're like, yeah, let's keep her
out. Oh,
just kidding. But yeah, so everyone, I didn't like publicly say like I want to have sex with my man, which don't get me wrong. Like I've already been having sex. I didn't even make it to the 6 week point. I just started at five. I was like, I'm healed. I'm fine. Even though last night didn't seem fine, but that's okay. It was a little different.
Probably dry because you're stressed out.
No, I was not the exact opposite.
Oh gosh. We're not going to talk about
no, but what I'm just saying is I felt like
with your vagina,
I felt like organs were like about to drop out. I was like, shoot, did I mess up?
Oh gosh. Okay, Nicole, enough about all the gross stuff going on with our vaginas, especially yours. It's about that time where we need to breastfeed. So that is it for opening up. Up next, Dear Bellas. Welcome back to our segment, Dear Bellas, where we give Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Because who needs Abby when you have two Bellas?
That's right. And here's today's question.
Hey, Bellas. My name's Bethany. I just had a little girl a couple weeks before you guys had your boy. I was wondering if you had any advice or tips on how to not feel so stir-crazy. It's really hard not being able to like take baby out to the grocery store, like to church, to see lots of family and things. I was wondering if you had any advice of maybe things that are COVID safe for baby to do and kind of more adventurous than just being stuck around the house. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, wow. Stephanie, I feel you. Stir crazy and new mom, COVID, quarantine, fires, can't leave. It is definitely, I know, happening to me and I know Brie as well. And so for me, my advice to help with that, Zooms or FaceTimes with friends and family has helped me so much because I just need to see other faces and interact and have conversations past having the conversations with Artem, because majority of the time, you probably know with your significant other, it's just so much about the baby. And I feel like we need to have those moments too. Also, what's helped me is I've been getting attached to shows. So like lately I've been binge watching Love Island and having my picks every week. Now I have Dancing with the Stars. What was it before? I even started watching hockey. Like how crazy is this? But it gave me a chance to interact with people and talk about a game and to look forward to the one the next day. And then also, I'm someone who loves to organize, and I've just been organizing every drawer and going through clothes, spring cleaning, which has helped me get my mind off things and just staying productive. I've been organizing photos even on my phone and making my own photo albums because I want Mateo to have a photo album when he's a year old. And I'm like, I'm going to start organizing it now so it'll be easier later. So I just think of new projects, a lot of DIYs, I guess you could say, and organize. And that has really helped me get through the days. I'm also going to say, and I know we talked about it earlier, the sleep training, having a schedule has helped me so much. When everyone says the days are slow, but the years are fast, for me, the days are so fast because I'm like looking like, okay, he's sleeping 2 hours now. Sometimes I might have to go in there, of course, you know, to soothe him. But other than that, I only have such a little amount of time till I have to feed him again. And that's made the days go by really fast for me. So I hope that helps. Embry, what would your advice be?
So I definitely think there's places, like I agree with Nicole on everything she said, but I understand having to get out of the house.
Yeah, that's true.
I do find it important. There's times where I even have to put Buddy, I have him in his car seat, and I just go to like this place that's a drive-thru where I like to get my shakes. And just getting out of the house and having a little music and going through a drive-thru to grab like a shake is nice. But also here, I don't know what your weather's like where you live, but now in Arizona, the mornings aren't bad to go on walks.
Yeah,
and
walks
being outside and going on walks is really important. And I think if you could do that in the morning and later early evening will help you. Also, the malls always open up. It's called the walker's hour. And so they'll usually, I think, open up at 8 or 9 a.m. for just walkers. And I go and like, I'll go and I wear a mask. I social distance. There's no one there. I mean, like I'm saying nobody. I have a certain cover I put over the stroller for Buddy. And we just go walk. And it's really nice. There's air conditioning. So if it's hot days in Arizona, I know starting yesterday, the zoo opened back up and they're doing a whole social distancing. But here in Arizona, it's all outdoors. That could be something fun for you and your baby to do. So definitely kind of look in your community and see like things that they're doing to have like the COVID regulations protect you and your baby. But I do feel like you need to bring the outdoors,
I agree,
into your life and try to figure out that because that just will help you with everything.
You know, that's so true, Brie, because you definitely do need to get out. And before the fires, I was going on a walk with Mateo every morning and night. And it was fun. I looked forward to it because the ones in the morning, like one I've read and heard that newborns getting in oxygen, like from the outdoors, getting in fresh air helps them sleep better. But I would go walk to my favorite coffee shop and take my time and have my coffee. And it literally ended up being, I'd be gone 2 hours and he would just enjoy the outdoors and also get a great nap. And so, and I had fun and I'd catch up on calls because I think the best thing is your strollers, you could totally pimp out so they could hold your coffee and they could have little pouches in the front where you could just set your phone and have it on speaker and stroll and talk and you could put a book in there and you just have all your like activities set in. And so you could be on little adventures with your baby. And that's really, really helped.
Yeah. Yesterday I was out in the backyard with Buddy and it was only like, it just hit 80 degrees. And I was telling him all about the different birds because all the birds were out and you know, and he doesn't know, but just sitting out there with him on like a blanket and just listening to the birds. It was really nice. I didn't want it to end.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That's really so all those cute little things. So Stephanie, we understand your pain. We're new moms and we're stir crazy ourselves. But before you know it, happy hour will come back into all of our lives.
That is right. Amen.
All right, you guys. If you want a chance to hear from us, give us a call at 833-Q-BELLAS. Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. Hope you guys liked hearing how Nicole and I are trying to be mothers of the year.
That is right. And don't forget to tune into Dancing with the Stars every Monday night. Please support my fiance and you better vote for him and his partner, Caitlin.
And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-Q-BELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And we have an Instagram exclusively dedicated to the Bellas Podcast, so make sure to follow us at the Bellas Podcast.
Until next week,
remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.